Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Got through the ice and snow today? Well, I was here Sunday just to let you know. Isn't that right, Charles? We didn't get the call. Never mind. We'll get that straightened out. Well, I tell you, it's a blessing to be here once again. I leave my water every night. Let me remember it. Man, it is a blessing to be here tonight, isn't it? To get some word from the Lord. It's always good to come into the house of the Lord. And I tell you, I really love the Wednesday crowd because you want to be here. You went to work, you were probably busy all day, and yet you still came. That's good, isn't it? I love the Wednesday crowd. That's, I know earlier on in my Christian walk, I was always in Wednesday night study. That's why I learned a lot. So this is good. And I'm pretty sure you probably picked this up now. The way I teach, I simply give you scriptures. I don't try to give you any interpretations that I came up with. Just simply the Word of God. Because I really can't help you. The only thing I can do is introduce you to Him that can help you. Is that all right? So if you would, stand with me tonight. And I'm going to guarantee you will be blessed by this one. I tell you, it is such a great thing to have the Lord prepare a message because I've already went through it. And trust me, I'm learning probably more than you are. I am learning so much from God's Word. We're going to look at Luke chapter 10 and we're going to look at verse 38 to 42. My goodness, this is powerful. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. Are we there? It reads as follows. Now it came to pass, as they went, they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. She was mad, wasn't she? And Jesus answered, listen to Jesus' response. My goodness, don't miss it. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Let's pray. Father God, we come once again just thanking you for your word that was read tonight. It is so powerful. Lord, we thank you for your promise of your word. You said wherever your word goes forth, it will not return void. Help us, Lord God, right now to receive your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I like to title the message tonight, Too Busy for Jesus. Too busy for Jesus. When we look at our society, it's a rip and run society. Get all you can get. Be all you can be. The American dream. But with that, it is so materialistic and we really never focus on the person. Isn't that true? I mean, today I was ripping and running. I say, Lord, why are you doing this to me? I got to preach tonight. Man, I was ripping and running. I was ripping and running everywhere. I took my son to school this morning. I told him to stay home. He wasn't feeling good. An hour later, Daddy, can you come get me? I say, oh my goodness. So I had to run and go pick him up. So ripping it. Then my wife had a doctor appointment. So ripping and running. Then had to work on top of that. That's busy, isn't it? I wanted to take some time off and call and say, hey, I'm tired.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.